And here on KBRB, we continue to preview the spring sports season, and we're joined on the phone lines by the coach of the Stewart golf team, Doug Erb. And, well, Doug, somewhat of a new program. Broncos got to compete last year in golf, and know you had some kids have a little bit of success, and you got a lot of kids coming back this year.
Yeah, I do. I have two returning upperclassmen, Anthony Heiser and Skylar Mustin. Skylar went to state golf last year. Anthony missed out by about a stroke. Also, I have Graham Stevenson. He's a junior along with those boys. That it was his first year golfing last year, but he's made big improvements already since then. And we've added a couple freshmen as well, Jamison Astle and Austin Heiser.
Well, you're able to get enough to field a team score, but yeah, Skylar and Anthony both were competitive and fairly consistent throughout last year.
Yeah, they were. I think their averages were about maybe a stroke or two apart from each other, too.
Well, let's talk about, the early season. Of course, you've been dealing with a lot of wind as you try to get out there and get some swings in. You know, for Skylar and Anthony, I'm sure what you're doing with them differs a little bit from what you're doing with some of the newcomers and the younger kids. So kind of talk about some of the development that you're going to try to get out of those younger kids and the kids that are newer to the game.
Well, right now, experience is probably their, biggest factor. Being out at Atkinson right now, the greens are still covered, so we've just been playing a little bit of reverse golf on the with the flags on the tee boxes, and then when we're on the range, I guess we just kind of work on our fundamentals and trying to keep swings under control and balls down the target line, I guess.
Well, you've had to deal with quite a bit of wind here in the early part of the season. That fall golf season for the girls, they usually start out with the nice weather, and then by the time they're getting to state, the weather gets a little iffy. On the boys, it's almost the opposite. You start out with practices and kind of some iffy conditions, and by the time you're into the latter part of the season getting to state, that's when the weather typically is getting pretty nice. So I believe first meet coming up right away here soon.
Yes, we're heading to Ainsworth next Thursday, I believe. We start at 3:00, and we played there last year, I guess, in that same tournament. I believe the winds were probably at least 20, 30 miles an hour. A lot of that season last year was really cold, really, really windy. So as long as we get some warmer temperatures and maybe calmer conditions, I think the boys will be pretty much prepared to go back up there and maybe do some major improvements from the prior years.
Well, let's talk about Niobrara Valley Conference and districts. Do they have sites selected for both of those?
NVC is being hosted by CWC, so I think that'll mean maybe Summerlin, I guess. Is that where they go to play? Districts might have been placed at Osmond, I think is what I heard.
Well, wish you the best of luck. Know you'll be out there at a lot of the area meets that we'll be covering, so best of luck, and we'll watch how the Broncos progress throughout the year.
Thanks a lot.
That's Coach Doug Erb from the Stewart Bronco golf team joining us here on KBRB as we preview our spring sports season.